I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Department of Health and Human Services is kicking off a campaign today to help prevent opioid addiction through education. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Nationwide, Georgia is near the top in the number of overdose deaths. Assistant Secretary of Health Dr. Brett Girois oversees the nation's fight against opioids. That's everything from prescription pain pills to heroin. He hopes the campaign's stories will resonate with 18 to 24-year-olds when they see real people like Chris from Atlanta, who broke his arm just to get pain pills.
It's pretty hard-hitting. It tells the stories of young people, great young people, our brothers, sisters, sons and daughters, otherwise the normal people that are the salt of the earth that get into problems with addiction.
Girois says he wants people to remember addiction is a disease and that those suffering need treatment. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Bernice King, the daughter of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., is once again denouncing comments made by former White House strategist Steve Bannon. During an interview yesterday, Bannon told ABC's Jonathan Carl that King would have been proud of President Trump's work for Black and Latino Americans.
Martin Luther King, I want to realize, he would be proud of what Donald Trump has done for Black and Hispanic working class, okay?
When Bannon made similar comments last month, Bernice King said the former strategist was wrong for co-opting the King name. Georgia's hands-free law goes into effect on July 1st. It changes how drivers here can use their phones. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports.
Drivers who hold their phone with any part of their body can't expect to hear about it from law enforcement. Major Elder Dancy says Atlanta police officers will pull you over for texting or talking on a cell phone while driving.
So just like with any other traffic violations, we want to make sure that they clearly see the violation and make the traffic stop.
The law goes into effect without a grace period, but Dancy says officers have discretion. Their objective is educating the public, not issuing tickets. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
Atlanta's airport is aiming to add staff and make upgrades so it can handle the crowds of travelers expected for big events like the upcoming Super Bowl. The AJC reports that the world's busiest airport has asked city officials for approval to add 28 jobs to its staff. Airport officials say the employees would handle more Uber and Lyft vehicles at the airport, manage traffic around construction, as well as bolster its command center to respond to issues. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport also plans to bolster the cellular signal in outdoor areas by expanding its digital antenna system. The trial for two men accused in a racially motivated murder from 1983 will begin today in Spalding County. Frank Gebhardt and William Moore Sr. face charges for the murder of Timothy Coggins. Investigators say Coggins was killed for socializing with a white woman and that his body was stabbed multiple times and drugged behind a truck. The cold case was reopened last year after new leads were discovered by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. According to WSB, jury selection will begin this morning at a courthouse in Griffin.